Chapter 3. The God Who Writes His Own Agreements. How shall we think of the relationship between God and human beings? What kind of mental model do we have when we think of such relationships? In the various cultures around us, many options are proposed. It might be useful to describe three of them. Model 1, the Super Soft Grandfather. God is a benevolent gentleman with a long, flowing beard whose primary job is to be nice. When I was a student in Britain many years ago, I went for a while to Germany to improve my German. While I was there in the language school, a young engineering doctoral student from French West Africa was also there to learn German. Because I was reared in French, and he was from French West Africa, every once in a while, twice a week or so, we would go out for a meal together and talk in a language in which we were more comfortable, French rather than German, which was giving both of us headaches. As I got to know him a bit, I discovered that he was married, and while he was in Germany studying German to go back to finish his doctoral studies at a German university in mechanical engineering, his wife was studying medicine in London. It wasn't too long before I discovered that once a week or so, he would go to the red light district in town and pay his money and have his woman. By this time, I had gotten to know him pretty well, so one evening, when we were out for a meal, I asked him, "I don't mean to be too intrusive, but what would you say if you discovered that your wife were doing something similar in London?" "Oh," he said, "I'd kill her." I said, "That sounds like a bit of a double standard." "Yes," he replied, "but you have to understand. From the part of the world I come from, in our tribal structure, she would be dishonoring me. It would be a matter of honor. I would have to kill her." I said, "But you told me that you were brought up in a mission school. You were taught the Bible. You know that the God of the Bible doesn't grade on a curve, one set of standards for men and one set of standards for women."
"Le bon Dieu," he replied, "il lui non pardonne, c'est son métier."
God is good, he's bound to forgive us, that's his job. Now, in fact, my friend was quoting the words of Catherine the Great. It's a great line to get us off the hook and slither away from any sort of guilt, isn't it? That is one kind of model of the relationship between God and human beings.